Now, we are going to be uncovering and unfolding the issue of hope during this season of Advent. And I can guarantee you, you don't want to miss a week here, whether it be coming and attending our Sunday school class, coming to our Advent quiet prayer, coming to worship on Sunday. You're not going to want to miss anything that we are sharing to celebrate the coming of Christ in our world through this Advent season. I'm reading today, we'll be following lection through this season, so I'm reading from the Gospel of Luke. This is Jesus describing to his disciples what it will be like when he returns. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all of the trees, and when they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So last year after Christmas, after the service that we had on Christmas Day, because last year Christmas Day fell on Sunday, I took home two of the poinsettias that we had bought in memory and in honor of members of my family. One was red and one was white. Miraculously, they lived through the winter, and that's pretty good for me because I don't do a very good job with plants at all, but they survived the winter, and so this spring, I planted them out on my deck in a big, huge pot where they grew all summer long, lush and green. They just turned into these beautiful bushes, kind of like they do in the tropics, and their stems are woody now, like trees. I mean, they really look very strong and hardy plants. Well, I carried them inside a couple of weeks ago, and their leaves now are just beginning to turn red and white again. For me, it's a sure sign that Christmas is coming. Jesus described what the day of the Lord, what the end of time, when Christ comes again, when the Son of Man arrives, will be like. And he said, in the earth then, all of creation will be moving, all of creation changing and shifting from the mountains and seas to the farthest heavens. Everything will be moving. Imagine that. Jesus also said, he told a parable and said, look at the fig tree, and when you see that fig tree begin to bloom and you see the leaves come out, you know what comes next. You know the fruit comes next. And then he gave this advice. Be careful, because drunkenness in any form, any kind of escape, any kind of avoidance of the truth, and especially the anxieties of life, can keep you from living fully. And you won't be ready to stand before me. You need to be careful and be watchful. Be careful of the anxieties of life because they distract you from seeing what truly is. They distract you from living fully in the present. They distract you from the future. They distract you from the future that is already rolling toward you, the things that are already beginning to happen. You see, God is way out there ahead of us preparing our way. And our role as His sons and daughters is to watch, to be ready, to listen, and to love right now, today, right now. See, the end times are not for the Mayans, contrary to what most of the press is talking about. There's all sorts of buzz, right, that the world is going to end on the 21st, according to the Mayan calendar. But the end times are not for us to predict. It's not for us to predict and threaten people about those who will be left behind. We cannot take control of the end times. The end times are of God. And here Jesus taught that the signs that you see, the heavens and the earth and the roaring of the seas, the signs are not important in and of themselves. They hold no significance in and of themselves. The signs are what direct our focus rightly toward God. The signs direct us toward Christ, toward the significance of Jesus Christ and His Son. Yesterday, like Chris said, our worship committee, led by Donna Adams, did begin the Advent season here by pulling out and setting up these decorations. These are visible signs of hope, trees and lights, candles and wreaths. At home, we do the same thing in this season. Maybe some of you have started already. We get busy also making cookies and shopping and wrapping gifts for family and friends, even those that we don't know through this angel tree with the United Community Ministries and other charitable giving that we may do. You see, this season is a rich time. It is rich in color and in texture and in flavor and in emotion. And if what we're doing this season fills our hearts with love, then we need to keep doing it. We need to do more of it. If what we are doing fills us with hope and joy in God, then we need to keep doing it. But when we get too anxious about all the trappings of the holiday, Jesus' advice is to let go of those things and come close. That the things on the exterior of our lives matter to God, but even more dear to Jesus are the things that can't be seen, the things that happen on the inside of our lives. Jesus says these signs of the fig tree, they help us to know, when we see these signs, they help us to know that the kingdom has drawn near. But do you remember what also Jesus said about the kingdom? He said, the kingdom of God is within you. Be watchful. Pay attention to what is going on, what is happening on the inside of your life, on the inside of your heart, on the inside of your spirit. During Advent, we repent, just in the same way that we do during Lent. Our repentance in Advent is a turning to God to watch and to wait. To watch and to wait. And as we watch and we wait, we change things that are within us. Things that need to change. Now, the actual word for repentance is metanoia, which translated means to turn. Or to change one's mind toward Christ, to have the very mind of Christ. It's a choice each and every day. Each and every day, what we do with our thinking is a choice. And to change our mind to be open to God's love and grace can happen each and every day. Having the mind of Christ means that we don't have the wisdom of man, but we have the wisdom that is granted to us through the knowledge of God, through our relationship with God. We have trust in facing the unknown and in waiting for God to break into our world again. That's what having the mind of Christ is all about. Did you know that? Having the mind of Christ is about being willing to face what is unknown, to be willing to wait for God to break into our world. You may be saying to yourself right now, well, I don't need anything to change in my life this Advent. I really have everything I need, thank you. Or you might be saying, I'm handling all I can right now, so please don't mess it up. Any kind of change is just going to make it harder. Our egos resist change. Ask anyone who's struggled with addiction. Think about how the election went this last season. That was resistant ego that we were seeing, that we were at, you know, it was being demonstrated through all those partisan politics. This morning, if some of you drove over here early enough, you'll notice that it was really, really foggy. You could barely see the headlights in front of you. Well, that's what our egos do. Our egos keep us in a fog. They blind us to certain realities at times. And something has to change. Jesus was very consistent in changing the rules and the regulations of his time, right? He broke all sorts of rules all the time. He ate with sinners, right? He broke all the rules of the community. Having the mind of Christ is not possible if we don't change. I want to challenge you to consider this statement. The statement was made by Richard Rohr. He's a Franciscan priest. And he said, those who live lives that are self-sufficient, they need little faith or hope because they've never learned to surrender. But those who live in difficult circumstances have learned to trust and have fallen into great faith and have hope for the future. But mind you, those who live in difficult circumstances and do not surrender, they have a lot of pain, a lot of pain. So now I'm going to take you back to my days as a labor and delivery room nurse, where a lot of people came in with a lot of pain, right? Labor and delivery is a place where you expect pain. And I did a lot of teaching with young families about the unknown, about surrendering in the midst of pain. See, there are a lot of similarities here. No one knows the hour when a labor will start. You don't know the day that a baby will be born. And yet it is vitally important for each family to be watchful and to participate in the birth of their child. Well, we don't know when Christ will come again, but we need to be ready. We need to participate in preparing for Christ to come again. That is what this season is all about. So when I was working with these new families in labor, I taught a lot of a technique called visualization. Anyone know what visualization is? I taught a lot of visualization. We used focal points, and some of them were like pictures or teddy bears, and some of them were imaginary focal points where you could just kind of go to in your mind to an interior image that would bring comfort. We also used a lot of visualization in labor. Visualization is proven very effective in relieving anxiety. Did you know that? Visualization is a very important tool for relieving anxiety. It lowers blood pressure, lowers pulse, it gives rest. Well, visualization also helps the process of birth. Not only does it help to affect and help women deal with the pain, right, with the pain of labor, but visualization techniques actually affect the outcome of labor. I guarantee you, visualization is so effective that we cannot teach women who are preterm. We cannot teach women if they are more than 4 weeks away from their delivery because it can result in preterm labor. We can't help them with this kind of visualization until they're actually in labor. And simply just visualizing the birth can make it happen. Did you know that? It's true. It's true. If that is true for families in labor, bringing new life into the world, what about the church? Can we visualize the future we hope for and make it a reality? In our own personal journeys of faith, what if we were to visualize the future we want in order to make it happen? I recommend to you to set aside 5 minutes to visualize the joy-filled life that you desire this Advent. Take 5 minutes and set aside the time. Create as much detail about what it would mean for you to have a joy-filled life this Advent, and rehearse it over and over again with as much clarity as possible. The details are very important in making your future a reality. You can let me know if you want some help with this, and I will offer an opportunity to practice some visualization at our quiet prayer this week on Wednesday. Here's the thing. Faith is hoping for what is unseen. It is marvelous to be a child. I wish I was in your household this season. It's marvelous to be a child this time of year, to anticipate and to hope for Christmas to come. If we really want to see Christ come again, then we need to visualize Christ coming again. I do believe that visual images help create new realities. Watching for signs is good, but the point of the signs is to keep our focus on Christ. So this Advent, I'm going to invite you to journey along with this icon by Robert Lentz. This is an image of Christ called the Christ of Mary Knoll. Mary Knoll is a community of priests and clergy people and laity who offer hope to people who live in depressed and impoverished places. They work in China, they work in Africa, they work all over the world. And they help take care of people who are broken. And so I am inviting you to use this icon as a doorway to your soul, to help you get your interior prepared for Christ to come. Many of us probably grew up with the Warner Salmon Head of Christ, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus that was the friendly image of God, that was such an important image for a time in history when people needed that friendship of God. They needed to know that God accepted acceptance and relationship. And it conveyed a lot of hope for families in the 1950s and 60s. Well, I believe that Christ of Mary Knoll conveys an important image for this current generation. In this icon, Christ is clearly at the margin. You may not be able to see it all clearly just yet. When you come up for communion this morning, you can spend a little time with it. But Christ is behind barbed wire in this icon, cut off from many people who need him. And it appears that Christ is trying to stretch open that barbed wire to get through to us. And he is searching for us. It's hard to say from the positioning, actually, if it is Christ who is in prison or are we. Will we recognize Christ when he comes again? I'll leave this icon up every Sunday during Advent and in our time of quiet prayer on Wednesdays. Please come and spend some time with it in prayer. The season of Advent begins with a question mark, with uncertainty about the future. Having faith in uncertainty is what life is all about. Our faith in God keeps us from getting anxious. Our focus in God keeps us from getting distracted. The signs that Christ is coming again are to be seen in creation. The whole cosmos, the heavens and the earth will be moving. Jesus taught all kinds of things in life will change and pass away, but each generation will have the Word of God. The Word of God will not pass away. When Jesus was born, the cosmos, the heavens were moving. Remember, it was a star that led the three magi to the stable of an unknown family to be a savior for the world. There are signs that God sends us as well for us to watch, to be drawn to God so that we can arrive at the place where Christ comes into the world again. Advent is upon us, my friends. Be watchful. Christ will come again.